They are in rough shape. This is a happy time of year where roads, especially right before the election, are getting resurfaced and paved. But this doesn't continue, and it doesn't continue at this pace in an off-year cycle, it seems. And rough roads are not only a hassle from a comfort and convenience standpoint, but if you blow a tire or bend a rim and you're in an income level where you don't have an extra $400, you can hit the wall at that point. You can't get to work. You may lose your job. You may then lose your apartment. There are big economic challenges presented by having lousy basic infrastructure. It's the biggest fiscal challenge that a Shreve administration will face. We won't face it alone, but funding the infrastructure, roads, bridges, sidewalks, sanitary lines, to bring it up to an acceptable level in our city is the biggest challenge that we've got to mount. There's an independent estimate that puts that deficit at about $1 billion to get us up to acceptable standards. And we, Marion County, cannot do this, cannot get there on our own. This mayor will work with the mayoral leadership in our donut counties to advocate vigorously with the General Assembly for some rationalized formula for funding our infrastructure. And we're no longer standing on our own, Indianapolis relative to all the other counties, save for perhaps Allen and Vandenberg, because our challenges are very much like those in Fishers and Carmel and Greenwood, and we can work together, unite in ways that the Hogsett administration has not worked actively with, say, the leadership up in Carmel or down in Greenwood or over in Avon, to advocate at the other end of Market Street for a rational formula for funding the maintenance of our infrastructure, not just in Marion County, but in our region. Jill, that speaks a lot to the focus on regionalism that will be central to my administration. We will rise and fall as a region. Carmel, Hamilton County, some places are enjoying great growth and opportunity, but that won't be sustainable if we hollow out Indianapolis. So we've got to work differently.